And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music here on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me here in the studio is Stefan Freund. Stefan, thanks so much for coming out.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
So you're here, of course, to talk about the Mizzou New Music Initiative and the new music ensemble that's got a performance coming up here on Sunday, the 6th of October at 7:30, and this is at the Whitmore.
Yes.
All right.
Recital Hall. We're doing four pieces. What's really cool about this program is it's got quite an international flavor. We only have one American composer on the program. We have music by Pierre Boulez, who's a very accomplished and recognized French composer. Also, my colleague Carolina Heredia, who originates from Argentina, and a former student of ours, Jose Martinez, from Colombia, South America. And one American composer, as I said, Jen Higdon, former Pulitzer Prize winner, who currently teaches at the Curtis Institute, will be doing her piece Zaka, which was written for Eighth Blackbird.
Very cool. So you picked these pieces out. Were you intending to do a big international show when you started it?
That's a great question. So we start with the beginning of the school year, and surprisingly, there aren't a lot of student works written at that time. They're working on them throughout the year. So it kind of gives me a chance to look at music that maybe we've done before or music that I've wanted to do for a while and go ahead and program that. The Boulez is actually a pick from our postdoctoral fellow, Yoshi Onishi. He's directing that piece. That's truly a classic for this mixed instrumentation. It doesn't have percussion, but it's flute, clarinet, violin, cello, piano. And really beautiful piece, very lush and rich, really shows an evolution of French music from impressionists like Debussy and Ravel into a post-impressionist era of composers like Boulez.
Very cool, very cool. So ultimately, the intent with the New Music Initiative is to get the students to compose their own works and perform that.
Yeah, so the main goal of the New Music Initiative of the New Music Ensemble within the New Music Initiative is to perform and record Mizzou student and faculty work. So we do have actually two of those. We have a Mizzou alum, Jose Martinez, who's doing very well as a doctoral candidate at the University of Texas. Now I just saw he was one of four fellows for the American Composer Orchestra readings last week. So he's an alum, and then, of course, we have Dr. Heredia's piece, who, as I mentioned before, is a colleague of mine here, an assistant professor of composition at the University of Missouri. So we certainly have some personal connections to some of these composers on the program, but we'll have more student music as we move along through the year, including our last program, I think, will be all student music.
Very cool. Very cool. So tell us a little bit more about what we can expect to see at this show on Sunday then.
Yeah, well, as usual with new music, the program's quite eclectic. So we'll be starting out with Jose's piece. It's a very interesting piece in that it combines salsa rhythms, music of Latin America, along with more modernist ideas. So you'll definitely feel a sense of groove in the piece, but then it breaks down into more aleatoric sections where the players are more free to explore the sounds of their instruments. So it really he describes the piece as having headphones on and listening to modernist music in one ear and then more popular music in the left ear. So it's just a really interesting idea. It kind of goes back and forth between these two different worlds and integrates them at certain points as well. Then we'll move on to the Boulez. Like I said, that's a very rich piece, very colorful, no percussion in that piece. So definitely don't have the sense of drive or rhythm that you might have in Jose's piece, but a lot of notes, a lot of lush harmonies and textures and orchestration. Following the Boulez, we'll move on to Dr. Heredia's piece. That also does not have percussion. And it originally was a piece for string quartet and clarinet, and she arranged it for this mixed instrumentation of flute, clarinet, violoncello, piano. So it again features the clarinetist as the soloist, as it did with the string quartet version, and then the other instruments perform as an accompaniment to that. And then we'll end with this true masterwork by Jen Higdon, Zaka, as I mentioned, written for Eighth Blackbird, which is the seminal ensemble for our instrumentation of winds, strings, percussion, and piano. They've won a number of Grammy Awards. They tour internationally and have commissioned a lot of important works for our ensemble. So we're doing this piece, Zaka, which is a true showpiece. It gets back to this rhythmic groove that we'll have in Jose's piece, but also incorporates a lot of extended techniques, especially in the piano. So throughout the piece, the piano uses a plectrum to pluck the strings, uses crochet needles to ricochet against the strings, uses different manipulations of the fingers on the strings. This creates a whole world of sound just coming from the piano alone, in addition to all the cool things that are happening in the other instruments.
And that's one of the great things that I love about new music is just it's, you know, you really get to explore all of the sounds. And again, I'm a percussionist at heart, so I love that kind of stuff. But, you know, getting to explore the different sounds that an instrument can make. It's not just, you know, like when Transient Canvas was here and we spoke with them, you know, their percussion was, you know, taken from just the valves on the clarinet opening and closing into a microphone, and that was what they were using as part of the electric component of their piece. I love that stuff. It's great. And I think that's what's great about new music and music in general.
We talk about the new music ensemble as a learning laboratory for our student composers, and the fact that it does have winds and strings and piano, percussion is of course a whole world of its own. So our composers are really able to experiment with different sounds, different combinations of sounds. Of course, that also encourages our student performers to explore their own instruments, learn more about the things that they can do with their instruments, and they gain a lot of experience in regards to what their instrument can do. And hopefully they can take that to other repertoire outside the ensemble.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, this sounds like a great show that is coming up again. This is on Sunday, the 6th of October at 7:30. And this is at the Whitmore Recital Hall here at Mizzou in the Fine Arts Building right there on Lowry Mall.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, Aaron.
Absolutely, Stephen. Thanks so much for coming out. And we'll catch you next time.